Hudson. Today is January 3rd, 2005. We're here in Fresno, California, in front of the federal building. We've just come out of Senator Barbara Boxer's office, and we presented a petition of 242 signatures calling for her to join the congressional challenge of electoral votes on January 6th in Congress. That's Thursday, 3 days away from now. We've been collecting signatures for just a short time, just a couple of weeks. On Thursday, January 6th, Congress will have an opportunity to challenge the electoral votes. There are already 17 people in the House of Representatives that plan to mount a challenge, and all that's needed is one senator to make that stand and challenge the votes, and then the issue can be debated for 2 hours. There was a famous scene in Fahrenheit 9/11 from the year 2000 where Congress was had the opportunity to debate, but not one senator would make that stand. We're calling on Senator Barbara Boxer to be that one senator this year to make that stand and challenge the electoral votes. There were 16 people here in Barbara Boxer's office today in Fresno in conjunction with an action in San Francisco and Columbus, Ohio, and across the nation.
What happened in Ohio in regards to the vote that is causing this challenge?
There were numerous irregularities in Ohio, starting with not enough voting machines. People had to stand in the rain 8-10 hours. Who knows how many people were turned away. Besides that, there are many other irregularities. The Secretary of State of Ohio was the co-chair of the Bush campaign, a repeat of the Catherine Harris' situation in Florida.
Is there any possibility, if the challenge is pursued, that there could be a re-election?
You know, when there's an investigation of all the irregularities involved in Ohio and New Mexico and elsewhere, I'd foresee a re-vote, at least in Ohio. You know, the Republican gubernatorial candidate in the state of Washington has called for a re-vote in the state of Washington. He's a Republican. There weren't any irregularities in Washington. He just lost the third recount when extra votes were found that hadn't been counted the first time. A re-vote is not out of the question.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. I'd like to see a re-vote in the state of Ohio.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Bruce Morris, here at the federal courthouse where we've just given petitions to Barbara Boxer's office to encouraging her to support the efforts to challenge the electoral vote. We also encourage everyone listening to contact Senator Boxer's office and every senator's office, wherever you are, to stand up with the more than 24 Congress people who are supporting the effort to challenge the electoral vote on Thursday. Contact them up until Thursday morning at their local and Washington offices, particularly Barbara Boxer. She is really on the fence on this one, can be swayed. It is very important for our democracy. It's very interesting that a country like Ukraine can make things happen, a new vote happen within a month, and change the government from a self-serving, corrupt government to one that is really focused on democratic process. And we would like to do that here.
Is there any other senator that would be worthwhile for people to contact?
Probably Senator Byrd from Washington and Senator Jeffries from Vermont, the independent. Byrd is a Democrat and a long time.
He's from Virginia.
Virginia. Byrd from Virginia, long time critic of Bush policies. Then Jeffries is really on the fence on a number of issues. But I would contact every senator. If you're in a state that does not include those, contact your own senator. Let them know that there are folks out there who support a real democratic election in this country.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.